From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Pentagon says U.S. military forces have conducted airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Libya. Officials say the strikes in the Islamic State stronghold of Sirte came at the request of the UN-backed Libyan Government of National Accord. Peter Cook is a spokesman for the U.S. Pentagon.
The specific targets will be precision targets. These are targets that the GNA, as we've indicated, has already made progress on the ground, significant progress on the ground against ISIL in the Sirte area. But there are precision targets which they've asked for our assistance with, in which they have had more trouble.
U.S. strikes will continue to target Islamic State forces in Sirte in order to enable the government to deny IS a safe haven in Libya. A Russian military helicopter was shot down Monday in northwestern Syria, killing all five people on board. Russia's defense ministry said the helicopter was hit as it returned from delivering humanitarian aid to the city of Aleppo. A group of Turkish lawmakers met with U.S. officials at the Justice Department Monday to press U.S. officials to extradite Fethullah Gulen, the former imam accused of orchestrating the recent coup attempt. The delegation, led by Taha Osham, the chairman of a legislative foreign affairs commission, also held talks at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the State Department. Osham warned of serious consequences for U.S.-Turkish relations unless the U.S. agrees to extradite Gulen, who denies any involvement in the coup attempt. For more on that and other stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News.